This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
This episode of Creepy is presented with special performances courtesy of Jessica McAvoy, Peter Lewis, Nicole Goodnight, and Dan Zapula. To hear more of their incredible performances, please subscribe to the No Sleep Podcast. Now, Candle Cove, created by Chris Straub. Net Nostalgia Forum. Television. Local. Skyshale 033. Subject: Candle Cove Local Kids Show.
Does anyone remember this kids show? It was called Candle Cove, and I must have been 6 or 7. I never found reference to it anywhere, so I think it was on a local station around 1971 or 1972. I lived in Ironton at the time. I don't remember which station, but I do remember it was on at a weird time, like 4 o'clock p.m.
Mike_Painter, 65. Subject: Re. Candle Cove Local Kids Show.
It seems really familiar to me. I grew up outside of Ashland and was 9 years old in 72. Candle Cove, was it about pirates? I remember a pirate marionette at the mouth of a cave talking to a little girl.
Skyshale 033.
Yes! Okay, I'm not crazy. I remember Pirate Percy. I was always kind of scared of him. He looked like he was built from parts of other dolls, real low budget. His head was an old porcelain baby doll. Looked like an antique that didn't belong on the body. I don't remember what station this was. I don't think it was WTSF, though.
Jaren_2005.
Sorry to resurrect this old thread, but I know exactly what show you mean, Skyshale. I think Candle Cove ran for only a couple of months in 71, not 72. I was 12, and I watched it a few times with my brother. It was Channel 58, whatever station that was. My mom would let me switch to it after the news. Let me see what I remember. It took place in Candle Cove, and it was about a little girl who imagined herself to be friends with pirates. The pirate ship was called the Laughing Stock, and Pirate Percy wasn't a very good pirate, because he got scared too easily. And there was Calliope music constantly playing. Don't remember the girl's name, Janice or Jade or something. Think it was Janice.
Skyshale 033.
Thank you, Jaren. Memories flooded back when you mentioned the Laughing Stock in Channel 58. I remember the bow of the ship was a wooden smiling face, with the lower jaw submerged. It looked like it was swallowing the sea, and it had that awful Ed Wynn voice and laugh. I especially remember how jarring it was when they switched from the wooden plastic model to the foam puppet version of the head that talked.
Mike_Painter, 65.
I remember now, too. Do you remember this part, Skyshale? You have to go inside.
Skyshale 033.
Ugh, Mike, I got a chill reading that. Yes, I remember. That's what the ship always told Percy when there was a spooky place he had to go in, like a cave or a dark room where the treasure was. And the camera would push in on Laughingstock's face with each pause. You have to go inside. With his two eyes askew and that flopping foam jaw with the fishing line that opened and closed it. Ugh. It just looked so cheap and awful. You guys remember the villain? He had a face that was just a handlebar mustache above really tall, narrow teeth.
Kevin_Hart.
I honestly thought the villain was Pirate Percy. I was about 5 when this show was on. Nightmare fuel.
Jiren_2005.
That wasn't the villain, the puppet with the mustache. That was the villain's sidekick, Horace Horrible. He had a monocle, too, but it was on top of the mustache. I used to think that meant he had only one eye. But yeah, the villain was another marionette, the skin taker. I can't believe what they let us watch back then.
Kevin_Hart.
Jesus H. Christ, the skin taker. What kind of a kid's show were we watching? I seriously could not look at the screen when the skin taker showed up. He just descended out of nowhere on his strings, just a dirty skeleton wearing that brown top hat and cape. And his glass eyes that were too big for his skull. Ugh, Christ almighty.
Skyshale 033.
Wasn't his top hat and cloak all sewn up crazily? Was that supposed to be children's skin?
Mike_Painter 65.
Yeah, I think so. Remember, his mouth didn't open and close. His jaw just slid back and forth. I remember the little girl said, "Why does your mouth move like that?" And the skin taker didn't look at the girl, but at the camera, and said,
"To grind your skin."
Skyshale 033.
I'm so relieved that other people remember this terrible show. I used to have this awful memory, a bad dream I had where the opening jingle ended, the show faded in from black, and all the characters were there, but the camera was just cutting to each of their faces, and they were just screaming, and the puppets and marionettes were flailing spastically, and just all screaming, screaming. The girl was just moaning and crying like she had been through hours of this. I woke up many times from that nightmare. I used to wet the bed when I had it.
Kevin_Hart.
I don't think that was a dream. I remember that. I remember that was an episode.
Skyshale 033.
No, not possible. There was no plot or anything. I mean, literally just standing in place, crying and screaming for the whole show.
Kevin_Hart.
Maybe I'm manufacturing the memory because you said that, but I swear to God I remember seeing what you described. They just screamed.
Jiren_2005.
Oh God, yes. The little girl, Janice, I remember seeing her shake. And the skin taker screaming through his gnashing teeth, his jaw careening so wildly I thought it would come off its wire hinges. I turned it off, and it was the last time I watched. I ran to tell my brother, and we didn't have the courage to turn it back on.
Mike_Painter 65.
I visited my mom today at the nursing home. I asked her about when I was little, in the early 70s, when I was 8 or 9, and if she remembered a kid's show, Candle Cove. She said she was surprised I could remember that, and I asked why, and she said, "Because I used to think it was so strange that you said, 'I'm gonna go watch Candle Cove now, Mom.' And then you would tune the TV to static and just watch dead air for 30 minutes. You had a big imagination with your little pirate show."
This story is protected under Creative Commons License CC by NCND 4.0. This episode of Creepy is presented by Season 2 of Darkest Night.
You feel that blade against your neck? You think I'm afraid to do it? If we can't coexist, and it has to come down to you or me, I assure you, it will be me.
The hour is late, and the night is darker than ever. Under its new management, the center has pierced the veil and made it possible to look through the eyes of the dead, revealing secrets both terrible and strange. None are safe from this omniscient gaze, and the grave no longer offers the certainty that secrets lie with the dead.
Katie.
As the center begins to work on a terrifying new project that seeks to bend death to its will, even the certainty of mortality is left in question. What do you do when you are no longer sure that your mind, your blood, your soul are truly your own?
My blood!
Your blood?
You begin to realize that you are no longer in control of your destiny and cannot trust anything you see. All you can do is submit to the will of the center and hope that you'll survive. The Darkest Night.
Season 2. Coming this Memorial Day. For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.